What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in North County Dublin, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar just below our studio here is always busy. It's particularly busy today as we're recording our podcast, and it'll be busy all weekend. They do carvery on a Sunday. They've live music over the weekend as well. So pop into the Oasis Bar here at the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Have a listen to this. This was an email that was sent in to us earlier on in the week. And if you want to email us, the email address is allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. That's all one word, obviously. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. If you're going to cover this on your podcast, which I love, by the way, just use my initials, says AF. Do you think my boyfriend is possessive? Because I've been told that these are red flags. We're together almost a year, and he has a big issue with the fact that my best friend is male. He's just a friend, always has been, zero attraction either way. When we go out on the piss together, my boyfriend will be in a mood with me the next day for going out drinking with another man. We're planning to go to see Usher in London in April, and my boyfriend is like, no effing way is that happening. My friends think that his jealousy is OTT and a red flag. Can you talk about this? Love you guys from AF. So they're together almost a year. Her best friend is another man, and he's become increasingly jealous over the last year about her male best friend. Now,
interestingly, when we put this up on our Facebook page, as we do every day, just to tell people what the podcast is going to be about, every single woman bar zero, so 100% of women who commented on it said, red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag, get rid of him, red flag, red flag. And I find that hypocrisy disgusting.
Why?
Actually turns my stomach to hypocrisy. Because as a species,
yes,
or gender would be the word, as a gender, women are the most possessive and jealous of the two genders. I firmly believe that. Women are more jealous.
Really?
Yeah. Women are more.
No.
Yes. Women are more jealous than men. And, oh, they are. Oh, they are. Thank you.
Is that it?
No. I'm about to go on. So, woman after woman was commenting saying, red flags, get rid of them. You go on as many holidays with as many male friends as you want. Now, I put that question to all these women, you hypocrites. Would you let your fella go to a strip club? No. Would you let your fella go to a lads weekend in Amsterdam? No. Not one of you would.
I totally disagree with you. How come so many lads go on lads weekends to Amsterdam?
You weren't allowed to go to Amsterdam.
Well, I've never been stopped going anywhere.
Sorry, you said a couple of years ago.
I have never been stopped going anywhere. Stop making up stories just to prove your point. I've never been stopped going anywhere. I've gone on a lads weekend to Dusseldorf many, many times.
Ah, yeah, but you rang ahead to make sure all the strip clubs are closed.
No, and they weren't all closed.
You were not let into a strip club.
How would you know?
There's no way.
I've been to Dusseldorf loads of times for a lads weekend, yeah?
Yeah.
My wife wasn't with me. It was just a group of lads on the piss for the whole weekend.
Ah, but she obviously had a spy in the group.
Don't be so ridiculous.
No, sorry, I'm not being ridiculous.
When was the last time you were away in a lads weekend?
Come on,
smart arse. When was the last time you were away in a lads weekend? Never.
Lads weekend?
Never, ever, ever.
Well, you actually have.
But since you've been married, haven't.
Is this a row between who's been on the most weekend?
The point I'm trying to make
the
is
only reason
don't
she,
start making up stories no, that aren't true. It's not true. Kay. I have been on a lads weekend. Okay. You haven't.
Okay, I'm not doubting that you haven't been on a lads weekend, but the only way she let you away on a lads weekend, is because there was someone in your little group of friends who was a, what's the word? What's that person called?
I don't know. What you're even talking about?
A double agent.
A double agent?
A double agent. Yes. There was a double agent on your trip. Someone.
Okay, this is getting away from the point.
Well, no, I'm just
saying. The fact of the matter is I have been on a lad's weekend on several occasions. You haven't. Since you got married, you haven't been on a lad's weekend.
That's not because I'm not.
Yep, okay. So let's move on. And
so, sorry, no. It's because it's never come up. It's never come up.
Nobody wants to have a darty with you.
Sorry, no. A few months ago, where was I?
Where were you?
I was in Prague a few months ago.
That was on a business trip.
Oh, so you... I've always said this, and I'm going to say this very sternly and quietly, so everybody shut up for a second, I'm going to say this. If you are of the mindset to cheat...
Yeah.
If you are the type... You're either the type of person... Because this is... I presume this is the bones of this conversation, isn't it? That she has a problem with your man. Because if he was gay, you wouldn't have a problem with your wife having a gay best friend.
Okay, the fact of the matter is that she goes on the piss with this fella regularly.
Yeah.
They've been best friends since long before
no
she ever met the boyfriend, so she says.
Yeah.
And now they're going off to London for a weekend to see Usher.
Yeah.
What's wrong with her going with her boyfriend to see Usher? Does he not like Usher?
Maybe he was booked before. No, I'd love to go to see Usher, I have to say. But everybody's saying that it's a red flag and all that. There is nothing wrong with the way this boyfriend is behaving. And I'm telling you now, there's not one of you, prove me wrong, there's not one of you listening, including this hypocrite sitting beside me, there's not one of you listening to this podcast right now who would jump up for joy if you heard that your partner was going away with someone of the opposite sex. Not one of you. Telling you that now. And that whole thing about, oh, there's no attraction, that does protest too much, I would think. There's no attraction, yeah? But when you're away on a weekend with somebody, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You can fancy somebody. What's the expression? Beer goggles, isn't it? So if you were away at Usher and you're on the piss that night, that person you don't find attractive, strangely enough, is attractive when you're drunk. I mean, lots of people have been with unattractive people when they're drunk. That's why it's called beer goggles. And I assume they're sharing the same hotel room as well. Not a hope. And that's not him being possessive. That is, it's not a red flag. That is him not wanting to be made an idiot out of. Thank you.
So you're telling me that she's now in a relationship with this guy nearly a year. She should dump her best friend and not do the things she used to do with her best friend.
I think you'll find most men who are in relationships, long-term relationships or are married and stuff, don't have a lot of close female friends anymore. They drift away. As soon as you have a wife or a long-term girlfriend, have you any female friends?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
You don't have never met a female.
I have.
I've never met a female friend of yours. I've never even heard you mention a female friend.
I do have a female friend,
yeah. No, your ma. Your ma. You don't have close female friends. You don't.
You're making shit up just for the sake of it today.
Prove me wrong.
0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
How's it going? All right.
Good, thanks, Ross. Well, what did you want to say on this? Would you be happy with your partner going off on a weekend away with somebody, a friend of the opposite sex?
From past experiences, no.
Oh, what's the past experience?
So I was with somebody years ago and who had a best friend. No attraction on either side, I was told. But when we broke up, a couple of months later, they were together. And they ended up getting into a relationship and ended up having kids and all of that. So I don't catch that whole, there's no feelings. There's no feelings from her, but what about him? Most men are friends with women because they failed to swoon her. They're there on the chance that a relationship will fall apart. They're there to pick up the pieces, be the shoulder to cry on, you know, and then she'll be like, oh, why can't every man be like you, so caring? That's what most men are there for.
So, okay. Let's look at this for a second. So this lady, AF, is... in a relationship with this guy a year now, and yeah, she has been friends with this other guy for many years. So should she just dump her friend because she has a new boyfriend?
No, there's obviously no communication here between them. And if there is communication, it's obviously getting shut down.
No, well, she said in her message that anytime herself and her male friend go out on the piss together, the boyfriend is in a mood with her the next day. He just doesn't like them being together.
So does the guy flirt with her? Is the guy flirty around her? Like, there's so many different things. You're only hearing what she's saying.
Absolutely. Like I agree. We're only hearing what she's saying. But I'm asking a question.
It is a red flag.
Is it possible to be in a relationship and have a best friend who's from the opposite sex? You're saying no.
No, well, for some people it can be. I personally, I would not have a best friend who is a woman. I don't need a best friend who is a woman. I know women. I'm friends with women. I don't need a best friend. The only best friend woman who I need is my partner. That's it. I don't need best friends who are women.
Okay, so what you're saying is it's not possible to have platonic friends.
No, I'm just saying on my how I feel. I wouldn't have
a best friend. Okay, so in that relationship that you're talking about, she ended up with the guy that was her friend after you broke up. Do you now think that perhaps something was going on while you were even with her?
I wouldn't even go back that far to even think about it. It was a long time ago.
Okay, so but obviously it's a thought.
At the time, like when that obviously happened, I probably would have thought about it. Yeah.
Okay, but you don't know anyway, one way or the other.
I couldn't care.
You couldn't care less anymore. But your point. So her argument in her message that she sent to us was, "He's just a friend. Always has been. Zero attraction either way." You were told the exact same thing that there was zero attraction either way.
Exact words.
Right.
There's no attraction here from either of us.
And you, at the time, you accepted that, but subsequently, they ended up together.
I accepted and stood by and actually was a part of it. Like, I'd be there with them at times, and I know if I had something to do, I'd go, and they'd be there together as friends. Like, if there was a couple of times I'd have to go off and play a game of golf. And I'd leave them there. A friend, they might have something to do planned that day. Grant, no problem, off you go. But not anymore. Like, it comes down to the person as well. Like, if the person, you get a good judge of a character. And if there's shady stuff going on, if she's thinking this, if he's thinking that, they're obviously not right for each other.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Ross. 0858252626 is our number.
And you see, the thing about it is, and this, if you're asking women about this, yeah? You have to. I'm going to ask every single woman this question. If you're coming on and trying to be politically correct about it because you don't want to come across as a psycho, and you're saying, "Oh, I wouldn't have a problem with my boyfriend or husband having a friend." Obviously, the friends that he has are very plain looking, because you would not be happy with your husband or boyfriend having a best friend who was a model, who was the most gorgeous looking person.
Let's try and find out.
In other words, would your wife be happy if you were going out drinking with Beyonce tonight?
That's highly unlikely to happen.
Okay, hypothetical. Yeah. Okay.
It depends on the circumstances.
Okay, let me rephrase it. Would she be happier if you were going out drinking with a 70-year-old Elwin? How are you aging? I'm coming out for a drink with you. Yeah. Or a 30-year-old drop dead gorgeous model?
I'd have to ask her that.
No,
question.
No, I'm asking.
No, I wouldn't imagine she'd be overly happy.
So, no, which one would she be happier with you out having? So, a woman that looks like Mrs. Brown. Yeah, hell yeah, it's Mrs. Brown here, yeah? Which would you be happy with you're going out on the piss with, Mrs. Brown or Beyonce? No, answer the question. It's a simple question.
I think you probably know the answer. Yeah. No, I'd imagine, yeah.
Yeah, so the only, if you're a woman that's saying, oh, my husband and boyfriend has loads of female friends, and I'm so with it, it's because they're very plain looking, they're not as good looking as you. Thank you.
Lauren, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Lauren.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, thanks, Lauren. Well, what did you want to say on this?
I just think it really depends on the person. Like, I have a group of male friends that I've grown up with since I was 3 or 4 years of age, and we've kept in touch. We don't see each other the way we used to, around, but like, I class them as family, and my partner knows he's no issues. I talk on the phone and I say, love you, and everything at the end of a message, and it's not an issue whatsoever with them, because he knows I grew up with these, and these have just been nothing. There's never been anything ever. Anything but friendship in the group that I have. So there's no issues whatsoever on my part. Like, I think if it was different, I think if it was a newer relationship, but I think if it's friendship you've had for a long time.
And in this case with the lady who sent us the message in, she didn't actually say how long she'd been friends with this other person, but she said, he's just a friend, always has been. So I'm assuming she's been friends with him for years.
Yeah.
Well, and then the boyfriend comes along, and suddenly her relationship with her best friend has to change.
Yeah, no, I don't agree with that. Like, I mean, if that was going to happen, I would think it would have happened. Like, just from my own experience, like, I know for a fact that there's nothing at all between me and any of my friends that besides friendship, and
Lauren, I have to stop you there. Okay, you can't speak for other people. You're saying, I get it. You're saying that you don't fancy any of your male friends. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
But you don't know And myself and Adrian.
I do.
You don't. You don't know that they don't harbor.
I know by our relationship.
No, you don't know that they don't harbor a bit of horniness for you. She doesn't know that.
Well, in all fairness, would you blame them? In all fairness, Jeremy, like I wouldn't put past anybody, like, but you know, I have to show myself.
No, I'm telling you, you don't know. You're speaking about facts there that aren't actually facts.
You obviously don't believe it's possible to be platonic friends. Then
no, I do, because I have female friends.
Oh, then you want to get up on them all, do you?
No, not at all. But what I'm saying to Lauren is she thinks all her male friends have honourable intentions. And what I'm saying is you don't know that.
Well, hang on, you're after saying you...
I know them as long as I know my... I know them more, like, I know them since we're 3 and 4 years, but I do know. We've hung around since we were kids.
Okay, but do you not think it's disrespectful to go away on a weekend with another bloke?
Personally, I would, if I was going away with a group of them, yeah, I think going one-on-one is a little bit disrespectful. I think that you have to kind of put your partner, first in that situation. If they're uncomfortable with it, I think it's, you know, you have to kind of think of them as well, and you have to think of yourself in the situation. If, like, my partner was to go away on his own with a female, I would find that very weird. Even though I know, like, if I was to go away with one of my friends on my own, there'd be absolutely no issues with it. But if he had a problem with it, I can, you know, you have to kind of respect that too, you know?
Okay, so the weekend away bit is the one you would have the problem with.
Yeah, I think I can see why somebody would have an issue with that, like, you know what I mean? I have no trust issues with my partner. I don't, like, at all. I have no jealousy issues whatsoever. It doesn't bother me. Him going away for a weekend or anything like that, or he went away for a bachelor's party weekend to Liverpool. That, like, I didn't lose any sleep over that. Like, what is the point in worrying about something that might happen or might not happen? Like, just wouldn't even enter my head. That wouldn't bother me at all.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, because in just a second I'm going to be talking to a guy who made sure his wife got rid of all her male friends when they first got together. So stay there for a second. We'll hear that story. Before that, let's bring in Eddie.
How are you, lads? This is a good topic. And I suppose it all boils down to trust. I'm going to tell you a little short story. About 10 years ago, I wanted to go and see an American singer in concert, and I couldn't get a ticket. And I went into boards.ie, and I seen a girl selling a ticket. So I said, yeah, I'll take that. I got talking to her, hit it off. Now, she was a married girl, right? And she says, would you like to go to gig with me? Because my husband has no interest. Well, I said, yeah, okay. And then we got talking and that. And she goes, would you like to have a few beers after the gig? And I said, well, yeah, okay. And we ended up getting a hotel in town. They're separate rooms. But I was thinking to myself at the time, and I said to her, is your husband all right with this? She goes, yeah, we trust each other. And I thought to myself, and I actually said it to her, I said, geez, I wouldn't be able to do that. That's a big leap, you know? Needless to say, they're not together now. Obviously, it was probably something else. But, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at all if that was mentioned in the split up. But it's a big leap, you know? It's a massive leap to see your partner go away with another male. I know she's known him years, but even so, I'd still be uncomfortable with it. And I wonder how she would feel if she was on the other foot.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Why does this not surprise me at all? That the caller I described a moment ago, who made his wife get rid of all her male friends when they first got together, is you, John. I'm actually not surprised when I read that. I'm only after discovering during the break there that it's actually you that I'm talking to. Explain. You told your wife to get rid of all of her male friends when you first got together.
So what would she want them for, Adrian?
Because they're friends. Because they're friends. And they were around before
we
you.
Were friends. But I'm more friends now, Adrian. I can't understand why you have a big issue about this. And fair play to Jeremy for what he said earlier on there. Look, do you not think, Adrian, that this is a bit weird? Who we're heading off to London, and we're our so-called best friends. Would you go up there with that? Like,
okay, so no. Hang on for one second. What if she was going off to see Usher in London with a female best friend? Nobody would bat an eyelid.
No, that wouldn't be a problem.
So why the difference?
Because it's the opposite sex. And there's kind of, you even said it there. Jeremy said it. There's beer goggles. There's loads of different issues here, Adrian. I would not be happy. Now, I have to be honest, Adrian. I can imagine my missus's face if I turned around and said to her that I was going like away there for the weekend with Kira. It wouldn't work, Adrian. It can't work. You know, this
okay,
is
so
madness.
Okay, so what you're saying is it is impossible to have platonic friends of the opposite sex.
Yes, because I've seen it myself so many times, Adrian. She's just a friend. He's just a friend. And they're fucking, they're being riding, Adrian. You know, of course they were great friends at the start. And what the last caller said there, fair play to him what he said. Oh, and the minute then everything breaks down, they're in there, shoulder to cry on. Next of all, they're in the bed together. I've seen it so many times, Adrian. You've seen it, and don't lie, everybody's seen it. This is bullshit. Going on.
So, okay, so let me go back to the start then. You got with your now wife, and while you were dating, I'm assuming, you basically made her ditch all her male friends.
She doesn't need an agent, you know.
But did you make her ditch her male friends?
Make her is a bit harsh. You know, I just said to her, I says, look, this is give them a bleeding my birds, you know, because they were all fucking idiots anyway, you know. Why would she need to be going out with guys when she has a guy age? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I know it's a bit out-aged, but it's the truth. Like, she doesn't need to be going out with guys. She has a guy, and that's me. Do you know what I mean? And it works perfectly good. I don't have any issues. She doesn't have any issues. You know, I wouldn't swan around with a load of girls, Adrian, in a bar. I wouldn't. I'd have more respect for her. That's being honest.
Okay, so you are in a stable, long-term relationship, you should not have friends of the opposite sex. That's really what you're saying.
You know, everybody to their own, but me personally, you know, I don't think it's a good idea, Adrian. That's me not, you know.
But then you obviously have no trust.
Oh, loads of trust. It's,
but then why? Yeah, because she's no male friends.
She only needs one guy, Adrian. She only needs one guy in her life, and that's me.
Okay, you're being a bit harsh on John, because I'm going to ask you a question, Adrian, in a second, and I'm going to ask.
No,
I'm not going
to. At the start of his relationship with his now wife, he basically told her, you don't need those lads as your friends anymore.
That's psycho. No, she doesn't.
That's psycho shit.
She doesn't, Adrian.
No, that's psycho shit, but I want you to talk to the next caller who's a female. And then I'm going to ask you all one question, okay?
Okay, and the next caller is Tracy. You're on Opinions Matter, Tracy. How are you?
Hi, afternoon, guys.
What do you make of John here, who basically says his wife, his girlfriend at the time, doesn't need any male friends?
Spoken by a true narcissist. That's very possessive what you said there. She's not allowed to have any male friends because she has me. Can you actually listen to yourself?
I'm perfectly okay with this, and she's okay with this. She doesn't need any male friends. She doesn't. What does she need male friends for? You tell me. But she doesn't need them, Tracy. That's what I'm telling you. She doesn't need them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Is she allowed to go away with her girlfriends? How do you know they're not lesbians?
Well, I tell you, I do know for a fact. You're sure if that was the case, you wouldn't be with me, would you? You know?
Tracy, are you in a relationship?
I was, yeah.
You
I'm
were?
Not now. Okay. I have male friends.
Okay, and did you have male friends while you were in that relationship?
Yeah, I had male work colleagues and stuff like that. Yeah, I used to go out on nights out with them and with the females as well.
Okay, but
I have male gay friends.
How would you have felt when you were in that relationship if your partner at the time was to say, I'm off to London to see Usher with my best friend, Claire?
Well, if I trusted him enough and I trusted her, I wouldn't have a problem. Of course I'd have it. He's been away with his male friends and stuff like that.
It'd be bleeding murder, will you stop? To be killing.
There wouldn't be murder. It'd only be murder if I was possessive. I'm not possessive.
I think women are even more.
Okay, let me ask you, is that what this is? That this boyfriend that we're talking about here is possessive? Is that what it is? Or is it not normal to have a bit of an issue with this?
It's possessive and there's trust issues as well.
Let me ask you all, okay, so there's four of us here. Let me ask you all a question you can all answer one after another. Because you're bar John there, the rest of you seem to be fairly relaxed and fairly easygoing when it comes to relationships. So let me ask you a question, Adrian. You trust your wife, mm-hmm. yeah? Tracy, do you trust your partner?
She doesn't have one at the moment.
Okay, but if you did have a partner, you would trust them. Okay, would you be happy then with your partner sharing a bed with a member of the opposite sex?
Sharing a bed.
So well, I know your answer, John, but I want to ask the two of you. So they're away on a night out and they can only afford one room together in the hotel. Would you be happy? Because girlfriends, when they go out together, they sometimes end up in the same bed together. Would you be happy with your partner sharing the same bed or even the same hotel room with someone of the opposite sex? Thank you. Adrian, you first.
No way.
John, I probably wouldn't be happy.
Thank you. Why? But you trust the trust.
No, I do trust her. Yeah,
you can have a shag in the phone box if you want to have a shag. You don't need to be in the bed to have a shag.
No, I wouldn't be happy. No, I wouldn't.
Thank you, Tracy. Would you be happy?
I don't know. That's taking it a bit too far now.
But why?
But should they're heading away for the week? Maybe in a hotel room. They're going to be there for two or three nights.
You didn't think about this.
Honestly, you've never given this a thought. They're going away for the weekend away. They're going to be on the piss together. They're going to be in the bed together. To be fucked, not a whole class.
So what you're saying, John, is you don't trust your wife then, John. You don't trust your wife then.
But to be honest with you, I don't want her going away with the opposite sex for a weekend away.
But you don't trust her. It's because you don't trust her. That's why you're saying that.
I trust her, but I don't trust them. Anything could happen on that weekend away. You know, I'm not there. I can't see it. So, yeah, I suppose there is a bit of a trust problem. But so would she have the same problem.
There you go.
There you go. But you just have to say the same. You would have a problem with it. What are you talking about, Tracy?
I didn't say. I said I don't know if I'd have a problem with it. I think it's
fucking
taking
sure
it a
you would.
Too far,
you
but I'm not in that. I don't know that.
Of course you would. Anybody,
but you're going in with a mindset. No, you're going in with a bad mindset from the start. So, of course, you're going to think horrible things.
Well, I tell you, you know what? The only way to do it, Tracy, is to eliminate this. And that's what I've done, Adrian.
Eliminate it. That makes you sound like a completely possessive prick.
It works for me. It works for her. We're going out tonight. We're going to have a great night. No idiots around. No fucking male friends. No.
You're going to have a great night because she's going to be sitting beside you and you'll have her on a tight leash.
We always have a great night. We always do every weekend. I don't know what the big problem is here. I really don't.
All right, do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second, both of you, if you can. Our number is 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Let me bring in Jamie with his opinion.
He's dead right. If the shoe was on the other foot and he was going away to London with a bird, his mate, there's no way she'd put up with that.
All right, thanks, Jamie. And Damien.
Two of my best friends are female. I've been hanging around with them since I was 16, 42 now, married. You know, still talk to them a lot. Don't see them as much as I used to, but they're still two people that I confide in if I need to talk to anyone, you know. And there's no issues there with their partners, no issue with my partner. Like, they're my best friends.
I wonder though, Damien, if you were going on a weekend away to London to see Usher with one of your best female friends, would your partner have an issue with it? I think maybe she would. I don't know for a fact, but maybe. Well, John, you believe she absolutely would.
But of course, and he's just at the saying there, confiding in us. Why can't he confide in his wife? Why can't? Is there something wrong here? Am I missing something? If I have a problem, I go to my wife about it. If she has a problem, she comes to me about it. We're the best friends here. We're in the relationship.
Okay, but do you not have any male best friends outside your marriage?
I wouldn't say best friends, Adrian. You see, I'm running a family here and I'm working. You're like, I don't really have time for friends. I have friends.
And what about your wife? Does she have friends outside your relationship?
Oh, she does. Of course she does. You know, but we don't see them. We're too fucking busy, you know. We're way too busy, you know. We don't do this kind of shit. Like, we have time for each other.
I'm going to ask you a question, John, in a sec. I'll ask you now and you can think about it because Niamh wants to talk to you as well. But I want to find out, because people are asking, they want to find out exactly how you got rid of the male friends. Like, I assume you didn't shoot them or anything.
I hope not.
I told her to leave them out. That's it. You don't need them.
What was the conversation? Get rid of those friends.
I just I don't know, you know, Jeremy, this was a long time ago. This was 25 years ago, even more. We just said it, like, you know, we don't need these idiots. We don't need these rounds, you know. And I have to say, they were hitting on her, you know. I could see it from a mile away, you know. And I just think about what that last caller said there, a few callers back. The minute, if something went wrong, they'd be in there straight away, you know. They're fucking like animals around, you know. But in meat, like, honestly, you know, you know what men are like.
Yeah, but if you trusted your wife, then it wouldn't be an issue because
if you trusted your wife, you'd let her share a bed with another man.
That's a completely
It's actually a ridiculous thing. No, it's not a ridiculous thing to say.
It is. No. It's absolutely stupid.
Okay, we have gay friends, don't we? Gay friends. Would you let a gay man share a bed with her? Of course
not.
No, not particularly.
Yeah, you would.
Oh, you would.
What do you mean? Firstly, what do you mean let?
But
you can't stop a grown adult. Okay, would I let her?
Would you be happy?
Be happy is a different question.
But
would you let her?
Of course you can let. You can give someone an ultimatum.
No.
Men are given ultimatums every day of the week by their women.
Would you let?
If you don't...
don't own your partner.
How many times have men got text messages when they're out with their mates? You better be home by 2 o'clock or else. Is that not an ultimatum? No.
It's not letting somebody.
Never got a message like that in my life.
No, either did I.
It's not letting somebody.
No, but I've been out with male friends of mine who have got messages like that come 2 o'clock.
Oh, I've seen it.
You better be home.
Where are you?
You better be home or your clothes will be on the garden. So, Adrian, don't just make it that it's men that's possessive. Women are more possessive than men. Thank you.
Niamh, you're on Opinions Matter. How you, Niamh?
Hey, guys.
Niamh,
I have loads of male friends.
Right.
And I'm in a relationship and I have 2 kids. And I get on really well with my male friends and they ask me for advice as a female, and I give them good advice, and the same way goes for if I'm you know, I'm like, what do I do here, and I text them and ask them, they tell me, and they never like turn against my partner. They always like, look, you know, this is the way you go and this is what you do and this is what you say and this is the way you approach it and blah blah blah. So, like, I have that relation. I mean, okay, my partner knows them.
And your partner knows them. And would you ever go out on the piss with them without him?
I don't get to go out really, Adrian, in fairness. Like, so, like, I've been out with them. And, you know, the male friends that we have, there'd be a gang of girls there as well. Like, you know what I mean? It wouldn't be just males and females. There'd be a gang of girls with a group of lads.
Okay,
like,
so let me ask you a question then, because this is what this comes down to. One of your male friends, says to you next week, do you fancy going to London to see Usher, just you and me, and we'll have a great time, we'll go and see Usher in London. What happens?
I wouldn't go.
Why?
I just wouldn't. I wouldn't go because I feel like that's disrespecting my partner, as in, like, if I want to go there, I'll go there with my partner. I wouldn't go there with my friend.
Right, so what I'm hearing from you is that it's okay to have a friendship with men, but it has to stop at a certain point.
Yeah, like, I just think, like, going and staying in a hotel, like, with a male friend, yeah, I wouldn't do that to my partner. I do have a friendship with males, a lot of male friends I have, but that's as far as it goes, like, a text or meet up for a coffee or have a chit-chat, a catch-up, you know?
And what about John's argument that you don't need male friends, you have
a partner? I don't agree with that, John. I think it's very healthy to have friendship with both males and females, and I think by eliminating them, I don't agree with that at all, John, being honest.
Well, we don't need them, though. That's the thing. We don't actually need them.
Why don't you need them? That's actually ridiculous saying that. So it's just you and your partner.
It is, yeah, it is. And it's great. You know, it's absolutely brilliant. You know, there's no drama. There's no acting tedious. There's no messing. You know, we don't have to worry about anybody. It's just us. You know,
we don't have to worry about anybody anyway. Like,
We don't. We have a great life. We do. We have a great life. And we have a great time.
Yeah, but because it eliminates people from your life, that's a bit sad, I think.
Well, it might be sad to you, but it works for me, you know. And it worked pretty fine for me, and we don't have any issues, you know, and I don't have them issues. Because there wouldn't be an issue like that. I'm heading off to Usher for the weekend with me mate. No, fuck no, you're not. You know, no way. It wouldn't be happening.
I assume, Niamh, you would have a similar problem. If he was to come home and say he's off to London to see Usher with a female friend, you'd have an issue with that.
Yeah, I would. Definitely.
But you trust them, don't you?
Boundaries set. Oh, 100% I trust them, yeah.
So then what's the problem?
I just think I think it's a bit disrespectful, like, to go on a, like, if you want to go on a hotel stay with your partner, that's different. But like a chit chat and catching up with male friends or female friends, I'm totally okay with that. Like,
okay, so you do draw the line at where with how far a friendship can go.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Okay, do me a favour, stay on the line there, both of you, for 1 second if you can, please. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Harry has been in touch with us.
Well, boys, can't come on, I'm driving at the moment, but ask all them lovely women there now, calling them control it. Ask them, tell them gain 3 stone. And I'll tell you something, all their male friends who are their best friends and all this, they wouldn't be going to fucking London with them. They'd be gone. On to the next thing. I'm telling you that now.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie. Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
Hey, you guys. How's things?
Good, thanks, Anya. Well, Anya, what do you make of this? Is this boyfriend ridiculously jealous, or is he right to not want his girlfriend going off to see Usher in London with her male friend?
In a way, it sounds to me like he's jealous.
Well, he possibly is.
Yeah.
He doesn't feel that it's appropriate. And you've heard actually other callers saying the same thing. Our last caller, Niamh, was saying she has male friends, but she would draw the line at going to London with one of them to see Usher or anything.
Yeah. Yeah, to me it sounds like pure jealousy. Now, the question is, have they been best friends before she began the relationship?
Oh, yeah, they've been best friends for years, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he kind of knew what he was getting himself in for.
Well, the fact that she had her best friend was a male, I'm sure she told him that from the very start, but he seems to he has an issue with it now. He's not happy with it at all because maybe he's jealous, and you know, a lot of people have a jealous streak in them. Are you in a relationship?
I am, yes.
Would you be happy with your partner going off to London with a female friend?
No. Well, I would, kind of.
You would kind of?
I would kind of, yeah. There'd be kind of, sort of thing. Yeah, I would, I'd be okay, and no, I won't be okay.
So if he were and I know it's obviously hypothetical, but if he were to say to you, I'm off with Claire over to London to see Usher, you don't really like Usher, but Claire loves Usher, so me and Claire are heading off to London to see him in concert, you'd be okay with that? No, you wouldn't now, Anya. Tell the truth, you wouldn't.
No,
you wouldn't.
No.
That's the fact.
Sorry, there's not one person. Sorry, service. There's not one person listening to this podcast right now that will be happy with that. Not one.
No.
So why is everybody then calling this boyfriend a psycho?
Because it's nobody wants to come across as possessive. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But there is not one person listening to this podcast now that can put their hand on their heart and say, "I would give my partner full cooperation with them going to London with someone of the opposite sex." You'd be crazy. You have to have respect in a relationship. You can't carry on like you're a single man when you're in a relationship, or a single woman when you're in a relationship. You can't. Certain things have to change. Certain things have to change.
So you have to do what John did. You have to dump all your male friends or all your female friends.
Well, no, John, you, in fairness to you, the way you went about that was ridiculous. It was psychotic. Getting rid of, they all have
it
to
won't.
Go.
And here's another thing, Adrian, there. I didn't take out relationship with my girl and our best friend. I don't give a fuck about our best friend. You know, I took a relationship out with herself and herself only. Fuck her best friends. I don't care about them. I don't want them around.
Oh, even her female friends?
No, her best boyfriends, you know. Fuck all them. I don't want them around. Sure, that's the way I am. It's the way it is. You know, I don't have a... Everybody seems to have an issue with this, but everybody you're not asking the question is, Asian, would you be happy with your boyfriend or your girlfriend going away for the weekend? They all said fucking no. Of course they did. Because they wouldn't want it. They don't even want to think about it. Because it's ludicrous. And the original topic that was said, the same red flags, the only red flag is her going away with her fucking best friend, as it's so-called, for a piss weekend away. Fuck, there's the red flag. You should get rid of her.
And
fuck off.
And I'm telling you another thing that everybody has in a friendship. Everybody are in a relationship. Everybody in a relationship, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who's listening to this now, think about this, because you do have that one person. You have a friend of your partner who you hate them going out socialising with or going away on holidays with. Everybody has one of those people.
Don't have that problem anymore, you see.
But I don't know about you. You freaking sniper there. Took them all out.
I'm just saying.
No, but
it's the fact.
Every man who's in a relationship, yeah? Every man who's in a relationship has a friend that your partner doesn't like you going out with because they know you're a bad influence. And the same with fellas, don't you? You all have that one friend of your partner's that you're like, if your missus is going out, are you going out with Claudine tonight? Mm-hmm. I'm not happy with that. I'm not happy. Because you know Claudine is a bad influence.
0858252626 is our number. Let me squeeze in one final call, and that's you, Dara. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm grand. How are you?
Good, thanks, Dara. What's your take on this possessiveness of not wanting his girlfriend to go to London to see Usher with a male friend?
I think it's gas how insecure everybody is. But also, I wonder, could we get John's wife or partner on the line? Like, I'm genuinely concerned for her safety. Or does she...
I'm not concerned for her. She's okay. She's in work, actually. But she's grand.
Is she allowed to speak without your permission? Or does she need your permission?
She can't speak. She's in work. Oh, no, I'll get her on air the next time. But, you know, she's in work at the moment.
I'd love to genuinely just hear her side, like how she feels about not being allowed any friends of the opposite sex. Do you not think
there
that's
a bit
worrying?
There is no problem here. The only thing I'm worried about is you. What have you got a problem with that? What is your problem? What is your problem with that?
I just think that's extremely possessive.
Can I ask you the question, Claire? Are you in a relationship?
No, I'm not.
Right. But if you were, would you have a problem with your guy going off the weekend there with his best female pal? Going to see Usher for the weekend. Would you have a problem with that?
No, I haven't answered that question yet. I probably would, to be honest, if there was...
Of course you would.
But I do
of course
think
you call him
not
a psycho. You see,
no,
it's not
I'm
a dreamy...
I'm just saying this level. I wouldn't... But it's not just black and white. I think you can still have...
Oh, it is black and white.
Friends. But you can draw the line, obviously, with some things. You know, you can set boundaries, but I mean, I don't think it's black and white. You can't have any friends about the sex. Like, that's just bizarre to me. I just think that's crazy.
It's not really, because things just work better, you know, Claire. That's just the way it works, you know. And she doesn't need another guy to show her to cry
on.
She wasn't happy, Claire. She would have been gone a long time ago.
At the start of your relationship, I'm asking you about the start of your relationship when you told her we'll cut out all those friends. How did she feel about that? Did you ask her how she felt about it, or was it just your decision, point blank?
We were making a life together, Claire. We were having kids together. We were getting a house together. We didn't have time for any idiots or shitheads.
No, but I'm saying...
So you wanted total control of her, basically.
No, control, if you want to call it what you want to call it, Asian. But, Claire's going on... Claire's going on here as if I fucking put a gun to her head.
Sarah.
You know, did...
No,
Sarah,
no.
Sorry.
But that's what I'm wondering. I'm totally okay with it if that was a joint decision and she was happy, but I'm concerned that you're calling
her. I said it to her. I did say it to her, Sarah, and she hadn't got a problem with it. And I'd done the same thing, Sarah. We don't, and we didn't have a problem with this. This is why things go so smoothly between.
Listen, I'm not attacking it. If you're both consenting adults to the arrangement, I've absolutely no problem with that. If you both came to that agreement together, absolutely wonderful, great.
But this works.
So
this
it sounds
works,
like you're calling the shots.
I call some shots, Sarah. But the fact of the matter is, this works. This actually works. There's no drama. There's no messing around. There's no idiots around. You know, we have each other. That's all we need, Sarah. We don't need anybody else. We don't need any outsiders. That's what they are. They're essentially outsiders.
Listen, if you're in a happy relationship, I've absolutely no issue with it whatsoever.
Oh, absolutely.
My only concern is that when you're so afraid of outside circumstances that it becomes controlling and possessive and that you're making all the decisions on her life, that's where I get worried about someone. If you're both making these decisions together, then that's great. Congratulations for being in a good, successful relationship. But it just sounds possessive and controlling, the fear of not being allowed a friend of the opposite sex. That's where I think it sounds a bit intense.
Let me ask you, Dara, are you in a relationship yourself?
Not yet a relationship, no.
Okay, heading that way, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe, no. Okay, all right, okay. Would you, and you've been in previous relationships, would you have been happy with your partner heading off on a weekend away to London with his female best friend?
No. I mean,
no, is the answer.
Probably not.
No.
Well, I will say, Dara,
don't skirt around the issue and say it depends and blah, blah, blah. No is the answer. Why are people so afraid?
No, like if he was gay, I wouldn't, or if she was a lesbian, I wouldn't care. But that's why it depends. But obviously, you know, you'd be obviously a bit worried if they're spending the night together over a weekend. Of course. But I think there's lines. I think there's not just black and white. You can't have friends. You can't hang out or go on a night out with them. I'd be grand if my partner was out with a female friend, 100%, but not like staying overnight for a weekend. I think it doesn't have to be black and white.
You're right. It is.
I'm not okay with others.
It is the setting. I regularly go for lunch with female friends of mine, and has never been an issue. My wife is not possessive at all, or there's never been an issue. But I think there is a difference between saying I'm meeting Janice. Oh, why did I say Janice? Nobody's called Janice nowadays. Who's called Jan? Or Dara. I'm meeting Dara for lunch. We're going to for a bit of lunch, Dara. Do you want to come, by the way, Dara?
Sure, if you're paying.
She's
my feminist self.
Yes, you can just gasp. Feminists are only ever feminists when it suits them, isn't it? No, but if I said...
I fully admit that.
No, you do.
I'm a feminist when it suits me.
No, but I'm going for lunch with Dara. I said it to my wife. Yeah, no problem. That's okay. But if I said, I'm going to the cinema with Dara tonight and then we're going for a few drinks afterwards... No.
Why? What's the difference?
You don't go to the cinema with someone of the opposite.
Oh, jeez.
No. Too much hand dropping goes on in the cinema. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Oh, you take the biscuit now, Dixon.
No, you can't
go to the cinema because you're going to end up riding somebody in the cinema.
No, I didn't say riding. I said hand.
Dropping the hand.
Hand dropping in the cinema. I'm sorry. No.
Oh, for teenagers.
No, just because you've never had a hand dropped in the cinema.
Dara, thanks very much indeed, as always, for talking to us. And John... thanks. I hope Mrs. John is all right.
Can we get her on next week?
Oh, is he gone?
No. Are you there, John?
No, that's out. Get it together.
John, can we get Mrs. John on next week?
She's around, Jeremy. Yeah, there should be no problem with that.
No, because genuinely, people are messaging saying, I wonder, is that they think the woman is locked up in a cupboard somewhere.
Mrs. John is perfectly okay. He does not have a bother with Mrs. John, you know. We have a great life together. Don't be worrying about us. That's it. It's as simple as that. The only red flag that's here is that girl or that girl heading off her best friend to London for the Usher concert.
Before we wrap this up, I want to squeeze in this WhatsApp voice note.
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Jeremy. My ex of 6 years went over to Canada there. I think it was 2018 for his best friend's wedding, female. I was asked if I wanted to go and I said no because, you know, it would have been a lot of money for both of us to borrow. So he ended up going over without me for a week. He stayed in her apartment in Toronto. Now her fiance / husband was there, but he still went without me and I trusted him wholeheartedly and, you know, I had no reason not to. Now our relationship ended due to other reasons, but you know, it wasn't because of cheating and it wasn't because I didn't trust him, you know, like he went over and that was that, really.
Although he was going over to his best friend's wedding, so like she was happily hitched. Or going to be happily hitched.
Is there such a thing as happily hitched? No, I'm asking.
There's a conversation for another day.
No, of course there is, yeah.
All right, that is just about it from this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed this edition, there are over 600 other editions for you to catch up on if you're only after finding Opinions Matter.
You'd be mad to listen to 600, so I'd be happy if you were, but you'd be mad if you were.
You would. Maybe 500.
Too much Adrian and Jeremy.
You just press play on the first one and leave a comment. going.
For six weeks.
Thanks very much indeed for listening. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Please subscribe, follow, click the bell icon on Spotify. And we will catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast. See you then.